brought to you by Burr and Foreman, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia. It's time for Results Matter Radio, where we bring you pertinent business information and offer real-life solutions to help drive desired results for you, whatever your business may be. Now, here are your hosts, Elizabeth Gordon and Lee Cantor.
All right, Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton, another episode of Results Matter. Stone, we've got quite a crew in here today.
We do have quite a crew. We have the team with FEI Atlanta, Financial Executives International Atlanta. We have Chris Arndt with us, Sarah Jones, and Doug Hooper. Welcome to the show, gang. We're glad to have you.
Glad to be here.
So let's start with you, Chris, if you would. Lean into that microphone real strong, if you would, and tell us a little bit about mission and purpose. Just give us a little overview, thumbnail sketch of FEI, what you guys are all about and out there trying to do for folks.
Well, FEI at a national level is a best practices and governance organization, right? So they're the guys who go and look at IFRS. They look at all the things that are going on in the accounting and finance industry. Mm-hmm. And, you know, come up with summary reports. They research topics. They look at interpretations. And they lobby Congress, depending on topic. At a local level, FEI is really a networking organization, a peer-to-peer networking. So we have dinner events. You meet other financial executives who are in similar place professionally as you are. So controllers, VPs of finance, other CFOs. And it's a good place to meet and share ideas and best practices. And a lot of people know in CFO seats, because the exposure you have, you don't always want to broadcast when you have an issue that you think might be a problem, or you want to talk to someone who's done a similar thing to get through it. Take bad debt reserving, for example. It's good to have a few other people in the room who have gone through a process, and if they're getting in the middle of an audit and some strange questions are coming up that they've never heard before, to say, hey, listen, my auditor asked me this, how did you approach the problem? And get good candid feedback without ringing the consulting alarm, right? It's worked very well over the years, and the organization's changed a lot, but it's good. You only have a few things that are in common with the national organization. Everybody likes best practices. Everyone likes governance, at some level. But at the local level, it's really just a networking organization.
So now you brought with you a couple of the other people on the board with you?
Yep. I brought Doug Hooper. And Doug has been a fellow board member for almost as long as me.
10 years or so?
Yeah.
Longer than I'd like to think about.
And Doug is looking over our career management group. We're going to change from career services, and he can explain that. And Sarah Jones. Sarah is currently our secretary, and she's overseeing all our marketing efforts.
Well, we're glad to have all of you. So how did you guys get into this organization? What compelled you? I'll start with you, Doug. What compelled you to join this organization?
Well, I joined FEI probably 15 or so years ago, and it was really an invitation, somewhat of what Chris talked about, that I could network with peers, ask questions, and a fellow peer invited me to a meeting. And I was impressed with the caliber of people, the speakers that we had, really the whole program, and the access to people and the access to information and the access to networking in a very open environment that I could feel free to ask questions, get feedback, and build that network in Atlanta. When I joined, I was relatively new to the senior financial rank, so it was a great place for me to learn. And I've stayed with it since, and it's been a valuable resource.
So now, as part of your career, obviously you've been with it 10 years. Were you always with leadership in the group, or over the years you've just kind of evolved into a leadership position?
It's really been over the years. Actually, it's probably been 10 years ago or so that Chris and I revamped the what we call the career services group. And at that point, the market was very different than it is today. The market at that point was really centered around trying to find recruiters, trying to find network contacts, and really using the recruiter network in Atlanta. So we started that and did that for 2 years together. That's how Chris and I really got to know each other, and just kind of took our turn in the barrel trying to negotiate with recruiters, trying to give FEI a leg up and really a reason to be a member of FEI. So now, as Chris mentioned, we're trying to revamp because the market has changed when you look at career services. We really look at it as a career management tool. There's plenty of groups around town that offer networking. If you just want to do a pure networking event, we want FEI to be different than that. We want to help CFOs manage their careers. CFOs tend to change jobs probably every 2.5 to 3 years at this point.
Sounds like a college football coach. Really, that often?
It is.
Wow.
We found as we go through this that oftentimes they're ill-equipped to manage that career change and how to manage their career. And it's more than just building a recruiter relationship. So this is a long-term prospect. And that's really what we're trying to do different with FEI now, to meet the changing needs of the market and the changing needs of our members.
So now, as a CFO, you mentioned the job changes more frequently. Do you have any tips for CFOs on any best practices that you've learned over the years?
One thing I would probably always say, if you're going to change jobs and you know you're going to change jobs, just continue networking and be involved in organizations like FEI.
And make sure you negotiate long severance packages.
And, sir, this affiliation with this organization has lived up to all this advanced press that Chris and Doug have been giving it for you?
Oh, absolutely. My experience with FEI is very similar to Doug's. I was invited to attend an FEI meeting several years ago by a colleague of mine who's also a CFO, and I went to the first meeting. I really didn't have any expectations, but I wanted to see what FEI was all about, and the speaker that night was excellent, but more importantly than the speaker was the group of people that were in the room. It was an unusual amount of talent, and as you networked, because usually the meetings, the way they work is you have about an hour worth of a networking period of time where you get to just kind of mingle with your other CFOs and financial executives and get to know people, and at that point